Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Your faith has made you well. Do these words unsettle you a little bit? I mean, Jesus tells us very plainly that faith is instrumental in Bartimaeus receiving healing. And so, as we often do, we like to project what Jesus says onto our own lives. And so if Bartimaeus' faith is what grants him healing, and then when we look at all of the troubles in this life, especially troubles that befall us or those we love, we go, well, maybe the problem is that I don't have enough faith. Your faith has made you well. There is a lack of wellness, which means there must be a lack of faith. See, when Jesus does a miracle, what we like to do is we like to jump to the end of the story, right? There's a blind guy. The blind guy gets his healing. Story over. But that's not really what happens, is it? Now, I'll read Mark 10 again. And what I want you to do is listen to everything that happens in between where we get introduced to Jesus walking through town and when we get to the point where Bartimaeus actually receives his healing. All right, here we go. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. And see, there's a lot to learn about Bartimaeus even before those words, "Your faith has made you well." First and foremost is that he had already heard about Jesus of Nazareth prior to this encounter. In Mark 10, where we get in sort of Jesus' line as he's going from his baptism to the crucifixion, he's almost done. I mean, he's literally walking through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And so at this point, Jesus has already been preaching and teaching and doing miracles and all of that for over 2 years. And so clearly, Jesus' reputation has preceded him, and Bartimaeus already knows who he is. Based on what Bartimaeus has heard about Christ, he has determined that Jesus is not just a miracle worker. He's not just a good teacher, and he recognizes him as rabbi, but he's not just any rabbi. Bartimaeus calls him Son of David. And that has a lot of weight to it. Son of David is a messianic title. You know, David, when he was ruling in Jerusalem, God made him a promise that his son, that someone in his line would rule Israel forever. And so Bartimaeus, what he's realizing is that this son of David, this Jesus, is the promised king to David. He's the Messiah. He is the chosen one. He is the savior of the world. Good job, Bartimaeus. You found the truth. You have faith, Bartimaeus. What's the problem, though? He doesn't get healing. Bartimaeus has faith, and he is still blind. Big issue, right? If your faith makes you well, how come Bartimaeus doesn't have his sight already? No, there's more to it, right? There's more to this story. And so what does Bartimaeus do? He prays. Not prayer as we know it. Like we're praying to a God who is unseen, right? But Bartimaeus, well, and honestly, I guess for Bartimaeus, he is a God who is unseen. He's a blind man. But for Bartimaeus, he's literally right there in his presence, right? He can touch him. He can feel him. He's so close. And what does Bartimaeus say? Have mercy. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? We just prayed the Kyrie not too long ago. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In a few moments, we'll pray the prayer of the church, which always ends, Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer, right? Or consequently, we say, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. And then the congregation responds with, Lord, have mercy. In this moment, we're recognizing that Jesus is King and Savior, just like Bartimaeus. So then we get the healing, right? Well, no. Then we get that your faith has made you well. Well, not quite, right? Bartimaeus doesn't get an immediate response from Jesus. It's not like he goes, hey, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus is like, all right, come on, quick. You're next in line. No. First, he has to be rebuked by the crowd. It's not instantaneous. It's not immediate. I mean, we don't know how long Bartimaeus was blind for. In fact, we don't even know how long he called out to Christ, how long the crowds tried to rebuke him before Jesus actually responded. But what we do know is that Bartimaeus is persistent. No matter how many people tell him to be quiet, he continuously cries out to the Lord. And he has no clue whether or not Jesus is going to hear him above the crowd, or if Jesus is just going to keep making his way to Jerusalem and he'll just be blind for the rest of his life. But isn't that how it is with you and I? In fact, even better than Bartimaeus, you know, we know that God is listening. We know that God hears every single prayer that we lift up. And honestly, I wish I could say that we could pray and immediately everything, all of your problems would be solved, but that's not the way it works. Sometimes we're praying for the same thing over and over and over again for an entire lifetime. Sometimes we can call out twice. But just like Bartimaeus, we are called to be persistent in prayer. And so we pray again and again and again. In fact, you know, we have this prayer list thing in our bulletin. You know, some of these names on this prayer list have been on here for years. Like literally years on a prayer list. And some of these folks are still struggling with whatever we prayed for them initially. But God hears. God knows. Now we get the healing, right? Your faith has made you well, right? Now we get to that part, right? Still not yet. Now Jesus does respond to Bartimaeus, right? Call him over here, bring him over. Eventually, you know, after however much crying out, you know, Bartimaeus gets his invitation. But what has to happen first? It says Bartimaeus flings his cloak off and springs up and walks over to Jesus. I'm about to fling off my stole here. That's what faith does. It jumps up, it flings its cloak off, and it can't wait to get where Christ is. That's when the healing happens. And so it is with you. I mean, I jested a little bit at the beginning of our service and our opening announcements that, you know, this is kind of like the day where you open your eyes and you look at the dreary weather outside and you go, like, I'm just going to go back to bed. I mean, how many of us woke up this morning and flung the covers off and sprung up and couldn't wait to get into our Bible and to get to church and to attend Bible study and to be about God's Word? Of course we did. I mean, you're all here, right? I mean, maybe with varying levels of enthusiasm, perhaps. But truth be told, we did. We climbed out of bed. We came to where Jesus is so that we could hear the forgiveness of our sins. And you are. You are forgiven in Christ Jesus. Today, you will feast on his body and blood to strengthen your faith. This is what God does. He calls us into his presence. That way we can receive from him. And only then does he say, your faith has made you well. Now, we really want the end of this story to be our reality, don't we? But as we've walked through this sermon, we kind of had to trace where Bartimaeus was from beginning all the way to the end. And the same is true in our own lives. With your story and with my story, it's not like we have a problem and it gets solved immediately by Jesus. No, we have to have the problem. We call out to God. You know, maybe we have to endure for a time. But the truth is, as Christians, we know the reality that in the end, whether it be in this earthly existence or in eternity, our faith will make us well. And thanks be to God, sometimes it does happen in this life. Sometimes it is a earthly and temporal reality. But sometimes it's not. Your faith has made you well. God will speak that to you. It might be in this life, it might be on the last day, but I think even more importantly than this healing aspect that we get at the end is what Bartimaeus does after the healing. Because honestly, this is really where you guys are at right now as Christians. Right, Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight, but wait, and followed him on the way. See, Bartimaeus' faith, it was instrumental in each part of this story, but it's even instrumental after the healing miracle. After he receives from Christ, he still has to follow Jesus. In fact, he wants to follow Jesus. He can't help but follow Jesus. And where did we say Jesus was going? Jerusalem. Bartimaeus follows Jesus to the cross, to the place where he shed his blood and he died and he forgave the sins of the world. Your sins, my sins. That's where Bartimaeus truly received. And Bartimaeus' faith was not in a Jesus who was some sort of abstract concept. No, Bartimaeus' faith was in a Jesus who walked through Jericho to Jerusalem to be crucified and risen. The historical Jesus, a real life, flesh and blood Jesus, and that is the Jesus that we believe in. That is the Jesus that we follow. We follow him to the font, where he promises that we are his children. We follow him to the supper, where he feeds us with his very body and blood for our forgiveness and to strengthen our faith. We follow him to the church, where we hear that our sins are forgiven. And honestly, we follow him every day of our life as we try to use the law, as we try to live our lives as Christian, and more importantly, as we live in the forgiveness that Christ won for us. That's what being a Christian is. It's having the faith to call out and recognize that Jesus is our Savior. How does that affect our lives? How do we use that every day? Well, it's by recognizing that our story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Again, I wish we could come to a miracle story and I could snap my fingers and all of the problems would be gone when we leave this church. But truth be told, we will have many more beginnings of suffering in this life. There will be many more times when we have to cry out to God. There will be times when we throw the cloak off or the covers or whatever it is, and we're so eager and zealous to be in God's word. And honestly, there'll be times that we aren't. But what is the one constant is that your faith will make you well, whether it be now or in all eternity. Because Jesus is your Savior, makes you well today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and your minds and your faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.